At school the other day, a boy asked my daughter for a pencil. She had just given pencils to several other kids who had asked, and she told this boy she didn't have any more. "You're not giving me a pencil because I'm black," the boy said to her. "I'm not giving you a pencil because I don't have any," my daughter replied, and she handed him her pencil case. He searched it, saw it was empty, replied, "Oh," and that was that. My daughter is 12, and she is white. She shared this conversation with me days after it happened, which tells me it was not a big deal to her. It was interesting enough to report, but not disturbing enough to report immediately. My reaction was different. My daughter's simple exchange validated my belief that diversity matters, both because it exists and because it poses vexing communication challenges. While there are countless ways to experience cultural diversity, the public school system provides the cheapest, most inclusive, and most accessible route. Had that conversation been between me and another adult, I would have been indignant, hurt, and puzzled. I would have read deep meaning into the accusation. I would have wanted to poke at its origin. I would have stammered and blushed. All of the social baggage that comes from being an adult, from politeness, and from my knowledge of history, would have made an honest, quick, and successful resolution impossible. But my daughter's speedy response was framed by several factors. First, this was a child she has seen in the hall for years, and while they aren't friends, he is familiar. Therefore, she was comfortable reacting honestly, just as she would have reacted to any classmate who accused her of something she didn't do. Second, she's been attending an ethnically diverse public school for years. 45% of its students are Caucasian, 35% African American, 12% Hispanic, and 8% Asian, multiracial, and Native American. Since she's comfortable with this diverse group of children, she can communicate effectively with them. Third, she's a kid. She doesn't have the many imagined and real burdens that impede adults from having honest conversations. She doesn't have white guilt regarding the discrimination against African Americans. She is unfamiliar with the idea of playing the race card, an incendiary accusation that halts fruitful communication. When confronted with a situation teeming with racial distrust, she had an opportunity to defuse it with a simple declaration of innocence. We are a long way from having an integrated society. Though we work together and drive on the same highways, we rarely play together. When the workday is done, people return home to their black neighborhoods, their white neighborhoods, their Hispanic neighborhoods. When it's time to have fun and live our daily lives, we most often do it with our own kind. While we might wish to have a community of multiracial friends, it doesn't seem to come naturally. But in a well-integrated school, children eat, fight, and laugh together. They learn how to talk to each other and to like, dislike, and tolerate each other on an individual basis. It's not perfect, but I can't think of another institution that is doing a better job of fostering relationships between a diverse people. Perhaps by continuing to place our children in ethnically mixed schools, they can succeed where older generations have failed.